I think, let me see, this is from the Itasca County Fair.
Rural Cass Lake resident Dorothy Coyle is no slouch when it comes to impressing county fair judges with her handiwork.
These are, it's just a whole grocery bag. And this is from Clearwater. And then those two are both from Hubbard County. See, I live in Hubbard County.
Ever since she got first prize for a sweater back in 1966, Coyle's been hooked on county fair competition. She bakes, knits, and crafts as many as 200 entries per fair, and usually enters three or four fairs each summer.
One day I counted ribbons, I didn't have quite 10,000, but I had. Then I remembered I had left a couple bags in Florida that I had taken to Florida, and so I'm sure I've won over 10,000. But I counted. I counted 9,747 ribbons that day, but over 100 of those are grand champion ribbons.
Dorothy Coyle is also a master in the kitchen.
I received this recipe from a friend, and I've been using it for many years.
She's making sugar cookies for the Clearwater County Fair, using a recipe that's earned her first prize many times. But this batch will be her last for county fairs in Minnesota. Coyle's moving to Florida, where she's wintered for many years.
Oh, I'll miss it terribly bad. I'll miss it. And the thing of it is, it gives you an incentive to, a lot of people, you start projects and you never finish them. And this gives you the incentive to finish what you start. And not only that, if you make a mistake, and then you think, oh, if I'm going to take that to the fair, I have to make it better than that. So then you rip it out. Do it over. Do it perfect. It's an incentive to do more perfect work and also to finish the project that you start.
Coyle, a tall, chestnut-haired grandmother who likes to keep her age a secret, says there are hundreds of people out there like her. Diligent craft people who spend their summers picking wild blueberries, choke cherries, and highbush cranberries to prepare jams and jellies they hope will be called the best. She says the camaraderie with her fellow exhibitors is one of the best things about fair time.
Oh, yes, there's wonderful competition. That's what makes it fun, you know. That's what makes it wonderful. And they're wonderful, fun people to see every year. You look forward to seeing them every year. Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine today, how are you?
Well, can't be bad on a beautiful day like this, can you?
At the Clearwater County Fair, before the carnival rides are up and running, before the big crowds arrive, Coyle and other exhibitors line up to register their entries. Coyle carries several boxes filled with coconut bars, butter cookies, Juneberry jam, and several knitted and crocheted garments.
Now, after this is probably my last fair.
Yeah, but
so, I'd
like to hear him say that.
I bet you there's a lot of people would like to hear me say that because I've had lots of entries.
When Coyle started entering things in county fairs nearly 35 years ago, she discovered that it was a way for her to make money and to give it away. Though the typical monetary award for a grand champion cookie or jam is only about $2, Coyle says many years she's earned more than $1,000. Most she gives to her church or other charities. Her fair entries go to family and friends. Coyle recently sold her home, and for now she'll retire from fair competition. Next week she'll pack up whatever fits in her car and drive to Key West, Florida.
But I don't go to this Key West fair because they give ribbons, that's all.
And ribbons you have enough of.
Yes, I have plenty of ribbons.
The Grand Champion Awards Coyle will keep as mementos, but those bagfuls of thousands of blue ribbons will not go to waste. Coyle is donating them back to the county fairs, where they'll be recycled to other winners. In Bemidji, I'm Tom Robertson, Minnesota Public Radio.